And so it's Friday. Good morning. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, Radio K Pulpit. I'm Janine van Niekerk, standing in for Wayne Hunter. So, no, nothing's wrong. He had something to do, which gives me the opportunity to sit in the hot chair again this morning. I'm hoping you had a stunning week, a productive week, a week that you knew this is a week I did in the presence of the King of the Universe. A day, every day that the Lord has made that we could be glad in, and that you're going to do this Friday that way as well. Today, talking about a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 11, Ezekiel 36, Jeremiah 31, Hebrews 8, so many places where God refers to removing our heart of stone and giving us a heart of flesh. And we've had so many discussions in the past, this, why are we on earth? And number one, to choose. We've got time allocated to us to choose for or against Jesus Christ, determining where we spend eternity. But then God's other agenda is to remove this heart of stone of ours and give us a heart of flesh. And you'd think that happens as soon as you get saved. As soon as you get saved, everything changes because I'm made new, isn't it? God makes us new, and his mercies are new every morning, that he just removes the thing. But it seems this is one agenda that takes a whole lifetime, removing this heart of stone and giving us a heart of flesh. And I had so many interesting discussions this past week where you realize we as Christians, we sit with this heart of stone, heart where we've not been renewed. A heart where we're still unteachable, where we're prideful. A heart where the fruits of the flesh is building, you know. And it seems you've always got this choice. Your heart can become harder or it can become softer. And we don't really like the thought of having this soft heart of flesh. But it burned on my heart to share with you this morning. To have a heart of flesh is a vulnerable place, isn't it? A heart where you can love even your enemies. A heart that has the capacity to forgive. A heart that has got no problem to be lost because it's the perfect place to serve from. This heart of Jesus, the heart that he showed us, the undiluted heart of flesh he showed us hanging there on the cross, with his arms wide open, his heart exposed, loving us while we were crucifying him. That is the beauty of a heart of flesh. But we live in this world. And in this world, we read the news. We live a life. We get hurt. We make mistakes. We make the wrong decisions. And this heart that we have, that God has renewed within us, a heart that was dead to him in the past, but then we got saved, we did choose him. But this unrenewed heart of ours has to live in a world based on what we've learned so far in life. And that sometimes hardens our heart. I mean, our heart gets hardened because we're trying to protect it. I mean, when you get hurt, you put a wall around your heart because then at least you won't get hurt again, isn't it? Bitterness is a wall. Unforgiveness is a wall around your heart. Anger is a nice hardness. It just, as long as you're angry at someone, they can't come near, is it? And it puts a safeness around you, a fleshly safeness, not God's soft heart fleshness. A safe wall around your heart. Then, with a hardness of heart, we start losing that connection with the Lord. Because a hard heart is a blind heart. You know, remember when he was speaking to the Pharisees? The Pharisees who had access to the Word of God, just like you and I, we've got access to the Word of God. So we've got access to the information. But the revelation is what changes us. And sometimes, because of this hardness of our hearts, even though we have access to the Word, he said, they actually asked him, are we blind too? And God says, if you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But since you claim to see, your guilt remains. God doesn't enjoy our blindness. Blindness is when you read that word and it changes nothing. It's just information because our hearts are just too hard to learn anymore. When that bitterness, you actually read the word through a lens of your hardness of your heart, a flesh lens, a lens of bitterness, a lens of anger. That's when you start reading scriptures and they're warped to suit the hardness of your heart, to suit the sin that you've got. Because sin hardens our heart as well. When we've got this sin that we want to do, and we start reading the Bible and interpreting it so that we can get away with our sin, that's the hardness of our heart. It makes us blind, blind. When we want to judge other people, we want to be better than other people, our pride makes our hearts a little harder. Then we read that same scripture and it gives us something to hit someone with, you know? When someone stands in front of you with that tattoo, you go get the Old Testament laws and says, you are not allowed to do this, therefore I'm better than you. And it's a hardness of heart. You can't love because the hardness gives us this right to judge other people. It makes us not teachable. Remember King Saul? King Saul saw how many times how David did not kill him, did not hurt him. So many times that he even repented and said, sorry, David, I now see that you're a better man than I. And the next moment, he is right out there trying to kill David again because of jealousy that hardened his heart, because of insecurity that hardened his heart. It literally made it impossible to see the evidence right in front of his eyes. This is like us here in South Africa when we will not let go of our racism because we want to hate. We want the division. Somehow we're safe here on our side and you on your side. When God's evidence says we've got Jesus in common. When he says that he only blesses unity, that's where he commands his blessing. We've got his input, his information, but we don't have the revelation, and therefore we are not transformed. And we still stand in our racism and in our division, and Satan laughs all the way to the bank because the Christians are blinded with our hardened hearts. It literally brings us to a place where we'll never be free. King Saul was never free. I mean, he literally had a tormenting spirit that would come and torment him. Why? Because they were allowed to. Proverbs says, a causeless curse does not alight. But a curse that does have a cause, when our doors are open, when we ourselves open the doors because of our anger and because of our bitterness and because of our unforgiveness, then we literally put ourselves in jail. And we do that because of our hardened hearts. It makes that we cannot love. We just cannot love. I mean, there King Saul was. David, I think, to have a son that would do anything to please you, when he went and got all of those foreskins of the Philistines. I mean, what a horrible job to do just to get your father-in-law, someone that he wanted to be his father-in-law in future. And King Saul just could never forgive him. So King Saul spent all of that time, instead of being a king, doing God's will, being used by the Lord in his mandate to be king, no, he spends his time pursuing David. He actually uses his army to go find David, who did nothing to him. And here we are, here in 2021, spending our time not loving each other, hating each other. Spending our time, spending our conversations, spending head time and heart time to spending our words, slandering one another, looking down at one another, not loving one another, not serving one another as God wants us to do, but spending all of that time pursuing one another. It's amazing, isn't it, what a hard heart does. And sometimes I think we don't know it. It's like a blind spot, this hardness of our hearts, that we don't realize that we're prideful. Pride is an ugly thing. This conviction that we're better than someone else. And what happens is that you can't serve someone that you think you're better than them. You can't love them. How did God say we were supposed to love one another and serve one another? From the bottom, like Jesus did. From the cross, that's where you serve. And we can't do it because our pride had hardened our hearts. You know when you stand in front of someone and they offend your inside a bit? You know, poverty offends the inside. Dirt, you know, when people don't smell nice, it offends this inside. When someone is from another race than you, and that little offense on the inside, never say it on the outside, but it's there. It's there. You know what it is? It's a hardness of heart. Another thing that happens when our hearts is hardened is that we're discontented. That's what comes with a hardness of heart, discontent. When you're discontented, when you actually do still have lights, you know, still have clothes on your body, you still ate something. Sometimes we even ate meat last night, but we're discontented because look at what these people are doing and those people are doing. Oh, when Bainan came to work one morning and he said, God had challenged him and said, are you all right today? Then you've got a lot to be grateful for. But our hearts, because our hearts are hardened, our focus somehow ends up at what is wrong instead of what is right. And the problem with that is it brings a little distance, believe it or not, not between you and the one you're offended at. It brings a little distance between us and God because it's with thanksgiving that we enter his gates. And when we can't give him thanksgiving because we're being discontented, that hardness of heart had accomplished its goal and it brought a little distance between us and our God. It's really a horrible thing, this hardness of heart. And it's so subtle. And because we're blinded and it's in our blind spot, oh, may someone not come tell us about it. We'd be so offended if someone told us, please get rid of this racism of yours. It's bringing distance between you and God. It offends us. That hardness of heart brings offense if it's addressed. Because that's what flesh does. We want our idolatry. We want our strife. Those works of the flesh, fornication. If you want that other woman or you want that other man for all of those reasons of yours, we want our sin. We want to look at the stuff we look at when no one else is looking over our shoulders. But the impurity is a work of the flesh and it just hardens our heart. And that's the thing. That's the thing about a hard heart. Even if it's just a little heart, if you don't address it, it becomes a little harder. And next week, it's a little harder. It's like it cements itself. It's like bricks. Every time you say yes to the works of the flesh, yes to envying, yes to the division, the factions, yes to that little jealousy about what someone else has and you don't have, every little yes to that hardens the heart a little more and it becomes a little less easy to be thankful, a little harder to love someone else. It's so hard to love your enemies, isn't it? Unless you've got a soft heart. That's when God says, guess what my agenda is? My agenda is to remove this heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, a soft heart, because the fruit of the Spirit comes from a soft heart. It's only a heart of flesh that can love, that can find joy in the hardest of circumstances, that has got peace when everything around us shouts that we can't have peace. It's only a soft heart that has patience with others' flaws, with your own flaws, with sin around you, that can serve someone who is sinful and broken and dirty, someone who smells, someone that is the least of these. It's only a soft heart who can love unconditionally, that can be kind to someone who does not deserve kindness, that can be good, that can be faithful to someone who's not faithful. That's the heart of flesh that God wants to give us. Not a fleshly heart, his heart of flesh. A heart of flesh has self-control. Can have self-control, cannot answer back when someone insults you, demeans you, is ungrateful to something that you did. It's a precious thing. It's an incredibly beautiful thing. It goes against the whole spirit of the age, this heart of flesh that God wants to give us. But we need to say yes. What if this is what God wants to do in your life? And it is. That's his agenda for our lives on earth, our fleshly lives. And it takes everything in us to say yes every time. When the whole spirit of this age is jealousy, the spirit of this age is selfishness and self-glorification, humanism. That's the spirit of this age, human wisdom. The whole, literally, everyone around you who is not sold out to Jesus is going in the same direction. It's like this strong flow, a river that is in full force and it's just flowing in the one direction. And here you are, and God is saying, I want to go upstream. It's going to take everything in you to swim in love and not in hate, to swim in unity and not in strife. To give everything away instead of being jealous of what everyone has around you. You know, to be generous when everyone else is jealous. That takes everything in you. It is hard work to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. And that's why the moment you just relax, you go with the flow. You go right back. It pulls you with it. That's why we desperately need to be in the Word of God, is because the Word of God pulls your eye back to what God's priorities are. It pulls you back to the fruit of the Spirit, to love when everyone else wants to hate and wants to be bitter. It pulls your eye back there. It's a supernatural thing, this Word of the Lord. That's why it can renew your mind. Our mind needs desperate renewing, or the hardness of our heart will win. And it needs to be chipped away, and that hurts. So the question this morning is, do we want a heart of flesh? God's soft heart. A heart that has the capacity to love the unlovable. To serve the unservable, the undeserving, the least of these. Do we want a heart that is willing to bring unity, to be peacemakers when the world wants to stand in disunity and strife? Because it means that when people's words are bringing disunity, you will have to go against the tide. The wind blowing full force in your face. The water literally wanting to sweep you away. Because the moment you speak life, where everyone else is comfortable in the death that they are speaking, they all look at you and say, what's up with you? What's wrong with you? You see how it is? Going against, it's a violent action against the spirit of this age. A violent choice for love. And the question this morning is, do we say yes this morning? Are you willing to pay the price? Remember what Jesus said, don't start building the building if you didn't tally up the costs. Did you make those sums? Are you willing? Are you willing to say yes to this agenda of the Lord to give you a heart of flesh? Because you can't say yes here lightly. It's going to cost you. It always costs you. Love costs. Love is expensive. As much as it is free, it is so expensive. It costs you to serve when no one sees it. But if you are willing, I promise you, the rewards are eternal, not only in your life and your heart being changed. It's you being a light in the darkness. And that light is so clear that people will look right through the light and see Jesus. It can change their lives forever. All of those people that don't want to listen to you, guess what? They'll listen to the heart of flesh, a heart that's soft. It'll scream words that no physical words can ever say that will be heard. It'll scream transcendence. It'll scream his name without you ever saying it out loud. It is amazingly supernatural, and it is within your reach. All you have to say is, oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. So I want to invite you to say it in black and white. If you mean it this morning, if you want to say, yes, God, give me your heart of flesh. Remove any bits of stone in my life. Make me usable. Make me your light. Make me bring your truth in this darkness. If you say yes to that this morning, please send me a WhatsApp or a Telegram, even an SMS if you don't have that. But don't write this one lightly. If you say yes, and it's the Lord, it's not me asking, it's the Lord, our Lord asking, will you say yes this morning? 082-657-2729. Y-E-S. And if you write it there, it's between you and God. It's just an opportunity to write it down. And it's a precious, precious one. And I want to pray with you. Oh Lord, you are worthy. You're the only one that can do this miracle in our lives. The only one who can remove this heart of stone. We can't do this on our own, but we take our eyes off this world. We take our eyes off our own, even our own agendas, and we put it on yours and we say, yes, Lord. Sometimes I just want to whisper it because I don't have the guts to say it out loud. But I pray, Lord, that you will take this whispered yes of mine today, of ours today, and then you will solidify it, convince our hearts till our deepest being, so that you can change us. Have the boldness to change us, Lord. You have our consent. Change this heart of ours. Remove the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh so that we can be usable and bright lights in your kingdom. And so the world will see that you're a good God and totally, totally holy, set apart and different from anything this world can offer. We say, yes, Lord Jesus. You said yes, and that's how you ended up on the cross. And we want to be on the cross with you, die to ourselves. In your most precious name, amen and amen.